Hello there.
It's showtime, Mr. Funny Bones.
With your hosts, Tyler Kane and Alex Lyshow, this is Two Clowns and a Goat.
We're back.
Let's do it, baby. Our extravaganza episode.
So we are back with, oh, and there's Rhea.
Oh, Rhea has joined.
Wait, I need to get my head.
Hi.
Back.
There's T-Raw.
What's up? I'm so hyped to be here.
If you hear random babies bawling their eyes out, it's because my baby cousins are about to go to bed.
Oh.
So.
Poor kids.
Sure.
Okay, I'm drinking. It's fine.
Rhea, what are you drinking?
So me and my aunt made some gin with some carbonated soda water that she made.
Oh.
With an orange and a lime.
It sounds good.
Yeah, low calories. It's amazing.
Very zesty.
How's it taste?
What?
How's it taste?
Amazing. I've had
Okay, good.
Tori, what did you order at Chick-fil-A?
I got a chicken sandwich with American cheese on it and fries and Coke.
Whoa.
Oh, it's really good. You should try it.
Oh, no, thanks. Cheese and chicken.
Nah. I didn't know that was an option.
I didn't know it was the option either.
If you put cheese on your burger, why can't you put cheese on your chicken?
Am I allowed to curse on this? Because
keep it PG-13, please. PG-13. Why is it always, I mean, no offense by this, but you and Arnav, I keep having to remind you, I feel like. PG-13.
Sorry, okay, fine. I'll come up with alternatives.
We had Brianne come on here last week and talk about Colton finding a hole in the woods.
I listened to that today.
So many things to
I was
say
shocked.
About.
I didn't know Brianne thought that way.
I forgot about that until now.
I listened today and I was just laughing so hard.
I listened to it today. The radio in my car broke, so now I just listen to things on my phone.
Awesome. So we're your second choice.
I would have listened anyway.
We'll take it any way we can get it.
Yeah, but TC, to finish my order, I also bought 4 chicken nuggets for my dog because we went on a run and she was so great.
You buy chicken nuggets for your dog?
I don't typically, but I did today because, you know, she deserves it.
I'm not grilled or your dog is awesome.
For the dog, grilled.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, that's a good.
I think grilled is more expensive.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
Not in for that. I'm not gonna pay more.
The grilled chicken nuggets are super oily, though.
They're good, though. Honestly, yeah, I like them.
I feel like they're not even healthy because there's
yeah, I think that they're not
oil already on it.
Yeah, that's true.
We're way off topic here.
This is isn't this a Chick-fil-A podcast?
I gotta follow up on this cheese on the chicken thing. Are there different options of cheese other than American?
Yeah. You can do like pepper jack.
I know you can do pepper jack.
Wait, yeah. I only do American.
Well, that's good. We're an American podcast. We appreciate that.
Well, thank goodness.
Not, well, I am American. But...
You are American. Get out of here, Rhea.
Wait, I got the don't white get out and here. The brown in me.
Too much.
Yeah. So, would you dip
you
the chicken
hear
nuggets
me
in
chewing?
Cheese? We can hear you chewing. Yes.
Wait, can you?
I can.
Yeah.
I can't.
I have good ears. It's okay.
No,
I remember.
I have really big ears.
I remember my headphones this time, so I can actually hear things. It's great.
No.
Nice.
Okay, so would you dip chicken nuggets in cheese? Like, if you just had like a little cheese stick cheese? Well,
no,
I just feel like it's weird. You wouldn't dip chicken nuggets in cheese. Why would you put the cheese on the chicken in the first
place?
Would you?
What would you dip in cheese? You wouldn't dip like burger meat in cheese. That's weird.
That's a good point.
You're trying to make me feel weird
when it's
not weird. It's a really good combo.
I was not prepared to have this argument right now. I don't have any notes in front of me. I have to do some research. We can come back to this later.
I think you can only put cheese on a grilled chicken patty.
I agree with that.
If it's fried, bail on it.
Well, here's the thing. I think I used to think that way, and I tried it, and I changed my mind.
Cheese is cheese. You put
cheese
on...
is great on everything.
Do you still put Chick-fil-A sauce on your sandwich?
Yes.
Or is it just cheese?
No, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Wait, where did you find the cheese sauce? Because in Athens, they don't sell it.
No, Chick-fil-A sauce. I don't put any cheese sauce on anything. That's gross.
Oh, there's a new cheese sauce.
I've heard about that. I'm very curious how it is.
Rhea, keep sipping.
What?
Wait, is there actually a cheese sauce?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, it's like nacho fries. That's like what the no, Rhea, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it advertised. I just gave my dog a chicken nugget. She's so excited. Just if anyone was wondering.
Okay.
She's so happy.
Rhea, did you listen to last week?
No, I didn't have time.
Okay, no, that's fine. So I just want to
open this up. Wait, Paul just texted me. He said, I can't stay away from my super burritos.
What does that mean?
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, okay, so because there's been a bit of a debate, and who was the last person Colton took to Fantasy Suites?
The last person was the first, well, he only
last.
Took Sarah, but then Fantasy Suites kind of continued into the last episode when he took Cassie.
Thank you. All right, so
No,
wait, that's not what your argument was.
That's very shady there, TC.
Wait, what was his comment?
Rhea, sure, Rhea, here's the question. Here's the question.
Yeah, you go.
Sorry. On the previous week, before last night, or two nights ago, who was the last person he brought to the Fantasy Suites?
Tayshia.
Uh-huh.
Thank
this
you.
Is so unfair.
No, see,
listen,
like,
you're
Cassie
all just ganging
got,
up on me.
Cassie she, got, like, a given Fantasy Suite because she was the last one left because Colton left, or sent everyone home, but Tayshia got the first and last one. But since Cassie was the last one left after he sent everyone home, she got, like, just because they were together.
Yeah, only
but it was
after
a different
episode.
It was a different deal altogether. It was
yeah,
not
it was a
on
totally different deal.
Yeah.
I just want to clear, I fully reject this opinion, but no. The majority is going to back me down.
But Fantasy Suites is with three girls. There's three people, but she
and they actually them. Go into the suite.
Yeah.
If it's just, like, they just had a date. Because Casey thinks that Cassie's date was a Fantasy Suite. But they never all went. Right. She left before
yeah,
they
no,
went.
So
fine.
You had, once
fine,
you get the card and
fine,
they go to the suite,
fine,
then
fine,
they go
fine.
Well,
thank yeah. you. Once you
I
get
am
the
taking
card.
10 points off my score, so I win still with 399.
You
it doesn't
do
really
not
your
win.
Score is so fake.
You picked
my, what do you mean my score is
no.
fake?
No.
You
ladies,
are not
come on.
Winning. It's either me.
No.
Here's
TC
the thing.
One.
When you,
TC one.
When you make a bracket for March Madness, you do not add in superlatives. That is bull.
Yes. That is
whoa.
Crap.
Whoa, then you should have called me out on this during week no. two when I threw all these scores on there.
Well, we all said, what are you even talking about?
Now that you've lost.
No, TC made up rules to make him win.
That's
oh.
not true
yeah,
at
it's
all.
So
that
true.
It's not true at all.
Whoever
so
was Cassie,
up there
AKA
for
me,
almost a month
won.
And a half. It's not my fault that you guys didn't fill it out.
TC
you could have had
won.
Scores too.
I
no,
came in second.
You're ridiculous.
Everyone
and
has to pay TC $100. Like we
yeah, that's what we agreed on.
This is we did not agree on $100.
We agreed on nothing.
We agreed on $5.
Alex, do you remember agreeing?
I have it in writing.
Oh, you guys are double yeah. of crap.
I just think it's really funny. Alex, you know, I won Fantasy 2 years ago. You won last year. Then I win this. So.
I'm due next year.
You're due next year, yeah.
All false. No, you can't add senior superlatives
no.
to your stupid, to our
and there's no, you can't
when no one
win.
To it.
You can't win who wore the best dress to the rose ceremony. We're all going to disagree.
It was the best dress in episode 6. And I gave points to everyone that even answered it. You guys didn't answer it. It's not my fault.
But I did.
You didn't remind us, first
oh,
of all.
Oh, well, then I probably
second
gave you.
All, no one
my...
about that.
Oh, I don't remind you to do your own homework?
Your own homework. I have a real job, TC.
Yeah, I have
alone.
A sort of real job.
But you have to remind us. But second of all, we only agreed on the first.
The main bracket.
Putting the names. Mm-hmm. With March Madness doesn't have senior superlatives and be like, oh, who has the cutest hair for who's sweating? Who has the longest shorts?
Like, sounds like a lot of bitterness for people who didn't pick the sloth.
I agree.
What? Sloth? Okay, can we just take a moment?
Sloth was worth 200 points, I think, at
the
end.
We picked our people Jeez. After the first episode. And the fact yep. that you still picked sloth after the first yeah. episode. And you, like, what? Did you not even pay attention?
No.
That's pretty much exactly it, yeah. well, anyway, you guys will do better next year. Just learn from this experience.
No. Right.
I have
Come
a new
back.
Thing. I have a new thing I want to comment on.
Ooh, let's hear it.
So I was listening to a couple of y'all's podcasts today.
Tori, this makes me so happy.
It shouldn't because I listened to the puppies one, where first off, you guys don't like dogs and children. What?
That's not what we said.
And then second, you guys said you don't actually like The Bachelor. So this is all just a load of crap.
Listen,
this is
rude. That's not exactly what we said.
That's what you said.
Now,
you said I pretend to like The Bachelor so that girls will like me.
That's not true.
Everyone go back and listen.
I feel like you're definitely taking this out of context.
I'm not.
That was never said.
I feel like both of you are like Heather.
Just here for fun.
Yeah, I don't kiss for the first 2 years.
So. Before Colton.
The show's okay. The show is more entertaining than The Bachelorette.
What? Well, that's because you guys aren't into the guys. But the guys, I think, bring more drama in.
No.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Because there's so much testosterone.
They get so much more emotional than the girls do, I feel like.
Yeah, but it sounds like guys. Yeah. Like 30 seconds. The girls go on all season hating each
other. That's true.
Demi killed it.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, did you guys talk about Women Tell All in your last episode?
Yes. Kinda.
Oh, I just wanted to see your opinions on Onyeka and Nicole.
Onyeka was my least favorite character this season.
I
agree.
So annoying.
The fact that she said thank you next, she was planning that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Her hands, she's like, this is the moment that I get to say thank you next. Just sound funny, but she's not.
And
she's
I'm not
the worst person.
Nicole wasn't a lot better, but I felt decently somewhat bad for her.
Because Onyeka,
the episode made me like both of them less.
Yeah.
Because it made Nicole seem really annoying. And Onyeka was just being like so rude.
And Courtney was being annoying too.
Who is Courtney?
Courtney is the one.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
That was annoying.
That was obnoxious.
I don't know. There's a lot from Women Tell All. Kaylin, did you guys think she was actually crying because she was
I have serious issues with Kaylin.
Me too. She's so fake. And the fact that she still likes Cassie, like, she seems so fake to me.
No, Cassie seems way more authentic than Kaylin. Kaylin looks like a mannequin.
Alligator tears.
Well, she can't actually cry, right? Like, if she have too much plastic surgery, it just, like, clogs it all up.
Her tear ducts are full of plastic.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like, you know when you watch a movie and people are fake crying because they use, like, that eye drops? I think that's what she
did. Yeah, Chris Harrison probably had, like, a little thing in his pocket that cuts commercial. He just dabs it in there real quick.
She annoyed me so much.
Thank God she's not the Bachelorette.
Yeah, thank God.
Honestly, though, I would rather be her than Hannah B.
No, Hannah B's going to be good.
You're wrong.
A little bit of time to warm up to it.
Should you watch the after the final rose?
She was so cringy.
It was horrible.
Was this the like when they brought the five guys?
When they announced, yes.
So
that was painful.
She couldn't even.
Also, she gave a rose to the guy who rapped. Are you kidding?
It was a good rap though.
No, Alex. This is the issue.
That's why Alex should be on this show.
He got a role tied in.
Wait,
there.
Can
he
we sign
eats
up
it up.
Alex and TC for this?
I've already signed TC up. I did it last
year. Oh yeah,
year.
I was there with you.
Yeah, you were there with me.
No, yeah, you said there. I was like 5'4", right?
No, I think we gave you like that, like 5'9", 5'10".
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
I just remember this text from Maria. How tall are you?
Like, I don't know. Why? Wait, how tall are you though?
5'9".
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you put me down. I was like 5'4".
Yeah,
it's a blow to my flag.
I was like, oh, he's like a little bit taller than me, and I'm 5'3".
TC, if you were ever on The Bachelor, I would cry laughing.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, I couldn't take it. I get so bored.
I would be the girl who, like, she shows up the first night, gets kicked off, and then shows up to Women Tell All, and they go, "Who is that?"
Wait, did you see Jane? Jane,
she was
so bad.
So
she just
question.
Was stupid. She wasn't
who
involved
was
in any of it.
She was just trying to be.
I guess she got kicked off the first night.
Yeah. Did you guys see, or Tori, you probably saw Brienne's theory that there's just a plant?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Wait, but I also think if she's not a plant, then I think she might have been there night one, and then they were like, "You got to come in and just stir the pot."
Wait, what is she?
Like a plant, like roots. Sunlight, trees.
Oh my god, shut up. Like they just brought in someone to come and like be annoying and stir the pot.
Yeah, she was annoying.
And like she wasn't even on the show.
She
is
was,
basically
like,
what the theory was.
All the annoying people, and I'm like, who even are you?
Yeah.
Like some girl, I don't remember who it was like, didn't you leave on night one? And then she like shut up the whole
Did you guys ever watch Lost?
Yes.
You know, remember Ethan Rom?
Who's that? Which one is that?
From season one, he was the other man who just was a plant in the group, but no one knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
I need to rewatch that show, actually. Yeah, I do remember that.
Could be her. Could be Jane.
Yeah, true.
Uh-oh, I have company.
You have company?
Yeah, I think my cousin's here.
Do they watch The Bachelor?
No.
Oh, can't even
can
get their
talk
opinion.
About Tasia's face after-
Welcome. Okay, I'm going to call out for a second, and I'll call you back.
That's
I'll
fine.
I'll join again. Okay, bye.
All right, so that's the first time we've ever had someone ditch us while we're recording. Yeah, Arnav's definitely got this best guest thing locked down. Tori's done.
Yeah, Arnav has it in the bag.
So, what'd you say, Riga?
I said, let's talk about Tasia's face after the fantasy suite. I literally wrote down a notepad full of things.
Oh,
that
by
I
all means,
say.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so Tasia's face after the fantasy suite.
I couldn't tell if she cared or not.
No, she was like so disappointed that
she
didn't
knew it was
do
over
it.
Right then.
And she was like, I did not take his virginity away.
She knew she lost in that moment.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your take on the whole dress situation? The part where like she kept flashing him.
Oh, wait, that was so uncomfortable. I was so cringy. I was sitting in my room with my friend that because she didn't have cable. So we're sitting in my room and we're literally like taking my pillow and just like slamming it against my face. I could not watch anymore. I had to leave the room.
She was doing it on purpose.
100%.
Yeah. She was like, oh, sorry, I have a nip slip. And I'm like, what?
Oh, it's
doing?
Slipping out. Okay.
Yeah, that was so uncomfortable.
So do you guys think she actually cared like when he broke up with her? Because I couldn't tell.
I think she did because she took him in and she was comforting him into like they went into her back into her room and she was comforting him, which really was surprising because then he started bawling his eyes out and she was taking care of him. But then she started crying so hard.
Yeah, but I think she realized that she hadn't been emotional enough and needed to put on a show for the camera. I don't think she liked them at all.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think so too. But also I watch a lot of Bachelor recaps on YouTube and by old Bachelor and Bachelorettes or whatever, and they said, or one of the girls said, that Tasia knew that she wasn't the one as soon as they walked into the fantasy suite. So I feel like she wasn't that emotional during the breakup because, well, as emotional as we thought, like
she had already accepted it.
She already accepted it when they got into the fantasy suite. But Hannah G, she was like, she just admitted that she was in love with him and she was so ready to say that she was she loves him. And then as soon as he walks in, she was just done with her interview and then he breaks up with her and she was so
all I know is Tasha dumped her boyfriend of a year 2 days before.
There was 2 months before.
It was like
right?
2 days. Maybe it was 2 months.
Was
2 months.
I don't know.
But she like found out she was gonna be on the show and then dumped him. Which tells me...
which was kind of sketchy, but I still
like her. I still like her, too, but
so
every... Once I read that, I was like, she's really fake. She's here for the fame.
Yeah, they all are, though. I feel like the only
genuine
person was Elise and Hannah G. And that's why I wanted Elise to be the Bachelorette, because I feel like she's old enough. I think Hannah B, whatever their last names are, she was so cringy.
I felt like Elise was pretty creepy. Is that just me?
No, Elise was creepy. She had that foot tattoo. She was a redhead.
She's weird.
I loved her.
No, she's pretty weird.
She's from Alaska.
But after this episode, you guys need to look up Becca Tilly.
I know Becca Tilly. She's friends with JoJo.
Yeah. She's best friends with JoJo. I think she should have been the best friend, honestly. She's so pretty and she's so funny because I follow her on YouTube.
She's
and
also
I have her
a
on
virgin.
Instagram and she's so.
She is.
Is she? I remember she was a virgin on the first season she was on with Chris Soules. And then she was on Ben's season. But I think she started dating another guy from the Bachelor franchise. I don't know if they ever did anything. But I remember she was a virgin.
I don't see how it wasn't Hannah G, honestly. Like, just because of how
great
she was.
After the final rose, I feel like she 100% should have been the Bachelorette. But I was watching some recaps or whatever, and they were saying Kanna G will 100% be the Bachelorette in Paradise. All the guys are going to be obsessed with her.
Yeah, she's too good for Paradise, though.
Like, do you remember Blake from Becca's season?
Was he the one that took her back to the school shooting? Yeah, yes. I remember him.
What?
I didn't watch the season. I gave out a recap about it. Everyone thinks that they're going to vibe with each other, but I also think Will's, that guy from Becca's season as well, will go along with Tasia.
I don't know who Will is. I do know who Will is. He was the only black guy.
Yeah.
We're talking about Paradise, right? Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Dude, this is going to be a whole other podcast.
I don't know. I kind of doubt it.
Amazing. No, it's amazing.
When does it come on?
It's so much more drama. It's during, I think, in August.
No, it's football. Sorry.
I'm not sure I can handle more than one season a year of this show.
I kind of agree with Alex there.
The last three episodes, I was on my laptop while I was watching. Just like.
No, same. I was too, because everyone was being annoying.
The live shows kind of suck. What do you guys think about? I'll say it. The live shows suck. Like, when I have to watch these scenes, and then it breaks away to the crowd and Chris Harrison telling me what I just watched. Pass.
But don't you love Chris Harrison or something? Didn't you watch
I do when he's in action. Like, he was the only one that was able to calm Colton down. The only one.
Yeah.
When he approached him when he was running down the street, and he goes up to him and he says, "How are you, brother?" I kind of was like, is he close enough with Colton here to be calling him brother?
I heard they work out with each other together.
I can see it. Did you see his form while he was running? Like, he definitely been like getting in some reps.
And that's in jeans.
Yeah, they work out together.
Yeah, and so like there's that, and then when he went to like the next day, he went to Colton's house or whatever, and they'd have that cool handshake when he opened the door.
Yeah,
like, they're pretty tight.
They're tight. And then I thought Chris Harrison's best moment of the last two nights was when he asked Colton, "What if she's just not that into you?"
I know. I was like, look at him throwing in the
little. I was like, let's go. Nice.
The best quote of 2019.
No, it's not as good as hands in the pockets, walking up. He just jumped that from fence.
Okay. Hi. Oh, we're talking about the fence.
Yeah.
Wait. What do you guys think of Colton showering?
I'm sick of it.
How cringy.
It's horrible.
Do you think they're just replaying the same shower scene?
I hope so. Because if they just record him showering all the time, that's so embarrassing.
That's so uncomfortable for us. We're like looking, like, even during Women Tell All, he's like, they're filming him showering and showing to all the girls.
It's
like,
so weird.
Has there ever been a shower shot where he's actually like cleansing himself?
Yes.
There's the
one where he has soap on him.
Why do you remember that, Tori?
Yeah, there is.
That is interesting.
I don't know. They show him showering all the time and there was soap. Yeah. What? That's not a weird thing to remember.
Same with the Halo ice cream.
With what?
The Halo ice cream. He's eating it.
No way.
Ew.
Remember when they were giving Nicole the supply of Halo ice cream? Then they showed Colton eating Halo ice cream in the shower.
Have you guys heard about these guys?
Oh, I do remember that. That's so weird.
They drink beer.
I have
in
heard
the
of
shower.
That.
What?
I've heard.
Yeah,
of that.
I've heard of that too. Actually,
isn't that weird?
Yes.
Wait, heard of what?
Guys drinking beer in the shower.
That's kind of weird. Fun fact, my mom uses beer on her hair and it's supposed to make your hair like come back to life, basically. Maybe that's
why. Does it have corn syrup in it?
It's supposed to get. I don't know. My mom uses like Bud Light. I don't know. Whatever she has on hand.
So who's the random girl that just kept like trying to talk to Colton down the street? And then the one that hugged him.
That is what I want to know, too. The hug was very interesting.
Yeah, those are producers. So basically, I was watching some recaps, and they were just like, they were breaking the fourth wall and bringing in producers in it. And even in the fantasy suite, there were some producers in there when the fantasy suite was Cassie.
She actually went to the fantasy
kicking
suite.
Oh, stop it.
Well, no, but that was just because it was the last time. Instead of a proposal, they basically did the fantasy suite, basically. But it wasn't during the fantasy suite episode.
Yes.
Yeah. because it was instead of an engagement, they just did that.
Do you think the producer that was hugging him has a little crush?
Yes. That's what I wanted to get into. No, I do. No. I do.
I thought so too, TC.
She was seemed a little overly concerned.
Yeah, she was a little too quick to give a shoulder to cry on.
Because they become friends. You guys, if you got dumped and I came and talked to you about it,
do that with
me. It would not be because I had a crush on you. I'm sorry.
If you do that with me, I would tell you to suck it up.
TC, is there anybody to remove people from this app?
I don't know.
Mid-report.
I was trying to actually figure that out. If anyone has the authority, I think it's going to be
Shut
you.
Shut up. Wait. But no, but why do you, like, when I was watching an interview with Colton, he was saying I got so close with the producer, they were my best friends. But then did you remember during the breakup with Cassie, when the second that she said, my dad came to visit, you could see Colton looking at the
producers.
Yeah,
you could. I noticed that too.
And yeah, and he was like, you guys, done.
Thank you.
Up.
Thank you, Rhea.
Yeah. Done forked up.
But yeah, he was totally mad in the fact, I mean, he just got so close with.
I would be too. Yeah. I'd be pissed. Like, those are your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did that.
They backstabbed you, basically.
So, what do you.
Yeah.
What do you think Cass's dad is thinking now?
He's so annoyed.
I would love to know.
I want to be.
Because he was like, get out of here.
I want to be his friend.
Oh, no, I don't like
him.
No,
when he said, I mean, Colton's just he's a guy. Like,
that was my favorite. That was a good quote, too. It's definitely in the running.
Yeah.
That's something I would say.
He doesn't.
Yeah. Well, they're like, what do you think? And you're like, I've been 5 seconds.
I was talking to my sister about this, and I was like, this shows you're going on the show to get engaged, whatever, like, gain Instagram followers, whatever. But it's so realistic to me this season, because there's no way you're going to get engaged after knowing this person for 2 months. And the fact that she broke up with him because of that, and she was obviously influenced by her dad, but like, I liked how he was like, when Colton broke
but
up
he's
with
like, let's be real about this.
What?
He was like, let's be real about this.
Colton broke up with the girls just to date Cassie, basically. But when Cassie met his parents, it was so awkward.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I want to remember what the mom said. She was like, oh, so how do you feel? And she's like, feel about what? And then the mom was like, oh, like how you failed on him.
Yeah.
All the parents are such savages.
Yeah, they really are.
Okay, so if you have to pick like one moment from the season that's your favorite, what is it?
This is hard.
Defense jump. Okay. Oh, man, I didn't even put that one on there.
I mean, it just, there's so much anticipation.
Yeah, I guess the defense jump, but I'm trying
to. But it lived up to
the
hype.
I like the sloth.
Yeah, I have two written down. It's the sloth.
I really like the sloth.
The sloth was great. And then it's the phone call to Demi's mom after she's out of prison.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
God.
That
one will always stick out to me.
I hope Demi's mom comes to paradise.
I agree.
Demi.
Is she out now?
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's out. Let's just put Demi's mom.
Yeah. Remember when Ashley I brought her sister to paradise?
She did?
Yeah. Like the first season Ashley I was on paradise. Or maybe the second. I don't remember.
Ashley I went to my high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's not weird.
The fact that she's with Jared, I'm so happy.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to think about my favorite season, my favorite episode or moment.
I liked
the season.
Demi was in the jungle. And went and got food.
Oh, 100%. Hannah and both Hannahs, they went to go get champagne.
I like seeing Hannah B doing karate.
Yeah, that was
like,
good.
With that stick.
Yes.
I liked that. That was funny.
See, I really like Hannah, but I feel like she's just like me. I'm super awkward, but at least I know how to talk to people.
I think she's gonna warm up.
You're not like Hannah.
She's gonna be very bad at
first. I agree. I think this is going to be a really good season, but like at the final rose, like she didn't even yeah, and she was just laughing the entire time and crying. Like I'm like, dude. Relax.
I mean, in my wildest dreams, I was like, what?
Yeah, but the first guy was really cute. I really liked the guy that rapped, but he was. I feel like he was just super nerdy. I feel like she's going to end up with someone super nerdy like that.
Interesting.
I feel like
the first guy was that short little guy, right?
He was short, but
he was like stocky.
I thought he looked like a tool.
I mean, he looked like a tool.
But you just said he was cute.
How about the guy who made the the last guy who made the horrible?
Yes, he said,
"Oh my gosh!"
Yes.
And I'm like, please stop! I literally have to shut off the TV after that. I was so,
it was so bad.
But also, 100% during the dance between Cassie and Colton, Cassie was whispering in his ear, "Who is Air Supply?" Because I literally had no idea who Air Supply was. Because I had no idea.
I've never even heard of them.
What is
this Air Supply?
Why'd you guys stop talking?
I don't know. Why is there music?
I thought maybe there was going to be something.
There's nothing,
That was a very emotional moment right there.
I don't know.
Well, that was a big fail.
Who is Air Supply?
Who is Air Supply?
Because all I saw was two old guys.
Wait, you know who they are?
Heard them? Air Supply?
No.
That's
no, never.
One of their songs.
Never.
The other one is "I'm All Out of Love."
That's the only
so
one I know.
Oh, I know that song.
If they played that, then I would be like, oh, okay.
Then that would be kind of, it wouldn't really fit.
I always thought
they
were just like a one-hit wonder and that was it.
What are your...
I've never heard of them.
What are your guys' opinions about when Cassie and Colton came out?
What?
Like, together. Do you still think that it was fake?
What?
I'm trying to figure out how to say that joke too.
I don't... I'm confused by...
Always.
Like, when they came out together.
Are you guys... Oh my... What?
There's Rhea.
Wait.
There she is.
No, remember when they came... Like, they walked out together. Like, when
there
they finally...
There you go.
No, Rhea, I know what you're talking... Is it because she said came out?
You're so stupid.
Like, are you making a gay joke?
So annoying.
You guys are so dumb.
She said,
when they
came
out together.
This is so annoying.
Yeah, like when they walked on the stage. Grow up.
Oh, what?
Ew. But I feel like she was so fake during the whole season. And then now she's like all of a sudden all up.
The whole thing was fishy to me. She didn't.
It was
like,
weird.
Even after she got back with him. And met his family. She didn't like him. You could
That's
just
what I
tell.
Like to hear.
Yeah.
I think she did like him, but she was really hesitant. And then when they got back, it was like, I think she felt really on edge because she left.
Yeah.
She was
crying like right before the
yeah.
his parents or whatever. But I just like, feel like throughout the last two episodes, she was super fake. Like, I didn't feel that the entire season until the last two or three episodes. Like, as soon as Kaylin said, this is bull BS, go get that ring or go get engaged or whatever, that's the moment I felt like she was, both of them were completely fake. And then when she broke up with him, and then she was like, when Colton went to the room and she was trying to justify it, I was like, please just, like, stop talking, like, you're making no sense. And then when she parents, she was still super, like, on edge or whatever. And then after the final rose, when they both walked out together, not came out, they walked out together, they were just, like, super all in love. Like, she felt like a whole new person.
So,
yeah, it was weird. I also thought she looked different.
She did.
Yeah,
she
looked like she was older.
She looked different. Also, did you notice that Hannah G got lip fillers?
I don't know
what?
If
she did.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I did notice that.
She got her lips done.
She looked, she probably wanted to stunt
God,
on
it's
them.
Contagious.
Like,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
This is what you missed out on.
So,
yeah,
time-wise,
sure.
Like, after the last episode and then up until all these live shows, what's, like, because, like,
four months?
Okay, I thought I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
really? Wow,
months.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
ever.
So have you seen, like, all their pictures on Instagram and Twitter and all that?
I gave up social media for Lent, so I've seen nothing.
Oh,
good stuff.
I've been up to date with my social media.
It makes me sick. Like, all of they have, like, the most crazy like, lovey-dovey posts, like, all in the past.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not in for that.
It's everything's so cringy and, like, oh, I just, like, okay, I also wanted to ask you guys, what is your bet for if they get engaged or if they break up? Like, how many months, years?
I think they'll be done.
I think they'll be engaged.
How many points is this worth?
Oh.
This was worth no points.
No points.
No, but I think they're either going to get engaged in a year.
I think sooner than that. Break up
before bachelorette.
I say she waits till she's out of school. I feel like that's the next thing she's going to throw at him.
How many more years?
I don't know.
She's in school.
Do you think that she's going to finish school?
Yeah, she's going to finish school.
Because now she's Instagram famous.
No, way. She'll finish school. I give it.
I don't.
This time.
I don't know what all you're hyping about, TC.
This time next year, they're engaged.
No way.
So I'll say.
He's going to propose to her over the summer, and she's going to say no.
Yeah.
She's going to say no, and it'll be over.
Wow. Harsh.
I think either she's going to be, they're both going to be engaged by, I agree, this time next year, or they're going to break up 6 months from now.
Okay. In all the Bachelor seasons, there's been like 23, 24. There's one.
Yeah, they're super young. It's really surprising.
There's one that has actually successfully stayed married.
Okay, but that doesn't mean they're getting married. I'm saying I think that they will be engaged by August.
You think they're going to be engaged but not actually get married?
None of them ever get married.
I mean, so I feel like the most successful relationships out of Bachelor Nation are the older couples, like Rachel, what is this, Brian? They're like 30-something years old. And then JoJo and Jordan, I watched their YouTube channel about them. And they're already planning.
Oh, are they?
I feel like, I feel like the people that get engaged and they spend a lot of time with each other, they do work out. Minus Caitlin and Sean, which I'm really thriving on Caitlin and
Jason. I'm kind of over him, though.
I love
him. Was he the one that took Becky to the hot wing place?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, cool.
I love
him. I did too.
But he posts a lot with Caitlin, which is kind of annoying.
That's what I
But I still love them together because I feel like they balance each other out. Because he's more like classy and she's more like psycho like me. But it's basically like me.
So do I still have a chance with Cassie or no?
Yes.
No.
Tori, deciding vote.
I mean, you don't have like, what's the Kendall? What's that girl?
The taxidermist.
Kendall. Yeah.
Yes. Also, I think the what's her name? The sloth girl. I don't know her name. I think she's gonna be more like grocery store Joe.
Really?
What is that?
Yeah, because you know how there was so many backlash against Becca for taking him out the first episode. I think it's gonna be either for the sloth girl or Annie.
I think Annie was
about like McNutt. McNutt?
Yeah.
No.
McNutt's gonna come back.
She didn't get that much airtime.
Annie? No. She had no airtime. They never talked to her.
Yeah, so I'm really surprised because she was that's how I so I was like, oh, the people on Ellen, like Sydney was on Ellen, Katie on Ellen, and it was them three. So I'm like really surprised how Annie didn't get anything but Katie and Sydney
that's
got
surprising.
More. I'm really surprised Sydney.
I'm also over Sydney. I think she's really annoying.
Yeah, Sydney sucks.
But I think that comment that someone made towards Sydney, they're like, oh, you're the one who's a coward for leaving. And she was like, no, I left because I wasn't ready or like I didn't in love with him or whatever. But someone was attacking
her. Yeah, I do remember that.
Women tell all, which I didn't like. But Sydney was annoying
too. Agreed.
I still think Katie
was great.
I liked Katie a lot.
Katie's great.
She was in my top four.
Was she?
Pretty dumb choice.
Yeah.
No, it's really not. You had
Erica, Sloth, and Annie.
Oh
I did
my
not
God,
have
that
Annie.
Was your...
Alex had Annie.
I had Annie.
I chose Erica because Alex had Annie. And I wanted to like have a little underdog competition going
Whatever.
On.
Whatever. I think... Do you guys want to make our predictions about who's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, Demi for sure.
Demi, Onyeka, Nicole.
Yeah.
Courtney, I think.
Yeah, I see
I
that.
I think the people from the first episode will be Sloth Girl, Erica, and Annie.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
So how does this work? Is it everyone from this season gets to go to the island?
Is it like a snake draft?
No, they just pick people. And it can be from like this season or other seasons.
Yeah, sometimes it's like past seasons. Like I remember, what's Amanda?
Yeah.
The girl with the two
with the kids.
She came randomly.
Yeah, I remember that. That was weird. She's like, it's so hard leaving my kids. And I was like, then freaking don't. No one's making you do this.
She was so much older than
I. Can you bring your kids with you?
No.
It would be paradise otherwise.
There's like a 24-hour bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would not be paradise. Oh, I wanted to share the tweet, this tweet that I found. It was a tweet of Cassie's face. And it was like a meme of her breaking up with Colton. And it said, when all you wanted were some Instagram followers, and now you have a virgin who's dead.
Well, what did you guys...
That's how I felt.
When he told her that he broke up with the other two girls, she like couldn't stop laughing almost.
She was laughing. Yeah. Oh my god, I noticed that.
She caught it real fast. She
was so uncomfortable. I think she was really uncomfortable. Because like, what do you say?
Yeah,
what do you say? You thought that you were broken up, and then now he broke up with everyone else for you. I don't know. It would be weird.
ABC came to her and said, hey, listen, we'll give you $100,000 if you fake that you like this guy for the next 6 months, just so we can have a final episode. I mean, it's not that far-fetched.
But they actually looked like they were in
They were, like giddy. They were absolutely giddy.
And during Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, I wanted to watch that. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel gave them a Neil Lane
What? Ring.
Yeah, he was like, you guys can have this if you guys are getting engaged. This is my gift to
Wow.
Okay, so here's just a quick theory. What if she's like Katniss and he's PETA and ABC is Chris Harrison, or maybe Chris Harrison has contracted Chris Hansen to kidnap her family and hold them at like gunpoint unless she marries Colton.
I thought maybe you had a theory and that it was horrible.
I'm in.
Yeah, your theories are... I've been listening to your theory or your podcast during my commutes from Athens to where I live.
My heart's so happy.
And like, I listened to the last three episodes. TC, your comments are the dumbest comments.
What?
TC,
Nate, what do you
TC,
mean?
Like, don't take that garbage
Alex
from her.
Makes sense. At least Alex makes sense.
What do you mean I don't make sense?
Fake, whatever.
Listen.
No, you were just, oh yeah, Cassie's like, whatever. And I was like, what the heck? And then.
TC, I will say this.
Alex loves Tayshia. I love Tayshia. And he like, Hannah G, I feel like Hannah G should be the next
one. Hannah G was by far the best.
But I think she's too emotional. I think she's too emotional right now.
Yeah, sure.
I agree with that. That's why I don't think that she was. But I was saying before, when you left, Tori, I was saying I was Becca Tilly.
I really like Becca Tilly. I would love that. I'd for sure be on board with that.
Yeah, I 100%. I think she still should if they don't want Becca, Hannah B.
Right.
Didn't she get pregnant?
What? Oh, you're thinking of the other Becca. You're thinking of the girl who was on Ari season, not her.
Kufin?
Wait. Yeah, she was already the Bachelorette.
Wait.
No, TC is thinking of Becca with the like short black hair. Who looks like Betty Boop.
The 18-year-old that ran away?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so different people.
Oh, yeah, she had a baby.
Gotcha. She had a baby?
Yeah, she had a baby.
Yeah. She's pregnant. She started dating this guy for 2 months, and then she got pregnant.
And she had a baby not that long ago. Yeah.
And the baby's name is Ruth.
She's like 19, isn't she?
I would be nice. That's my mom's name.
She's 22, 23.
That's probably who she named
her
after.
Yeah, she's our age. It has to be. My mom's the best.
Yeah, the baby's name is Ruth, and she's actually pretty cute.
Is she? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I would 1,000% watch A Bachelorette if she like had to carry the baby around the whole time.
No, and that would be terrible.
I think there was a season where Emily, I think her name was Emily, she had a kid, but obviously the kid
Yes, Rhea, I saw episode, this.
She had, yes, so she had it, but then she didn't end up with the guy. That she chose, but then she got married again with another guy.
I saw something from that season where a guy ended up saying to her face something like your kid's a joke or something like that. And she just said, leave the mansion now. And he did.
Wait, look it up.
I saw this. That's the only part of that season I know. He made fun of her kid, and
Becca...
she made him leave.
We get a nice little subplot of Chris Harrison babysitting. Same.
Wait, I hope, wait, if Becca does not, the little girl Becca with the baby, if she doesn't end up with that guy that she had a baby with, I hope she goes on The Bachelorette and just, like, brings her baby.
I just said that, and I got shot down. What do you mean? I would okay, love to watch that.
They would never make crazy. For The Bachelorette.
They would she's never do nuts. That.
No.
Yeah, she's crazy. That
would be so funny. And then the guys, like, the date group dates would be just taking care of the baby.
Like, she doesn't even go. She just gives him the baby and says, all right, go take out the baby for a day.
That's amazing.
And then do you guys ever want to be The Bachelorette?
No.
Why?
I mean,
would I want to be it? No.
I mean, let's say you were single or whatever. Would you want to be it?
It's just... No. I live for drama. Like, I thrive off of drama. But I would never want to be caught in that much drama.
Never.
Like, I don't like being involved in the drama. I like to be on the outside. It's just watching.
Yeah, I get that.
But I would never want
to be caught. So, would you hire someone to be The Bachelorette for you and then just, like, come out during the last...
No. Okay.
That makes no sense. CC, what are these things that come to you?
Yeah, let me throw out... are the dumbest things.
So... you have the baby, and to figure out who wins at the end, you get the last two, and just see who the baby crawls to.
Oh my god!
I like it. I think it's a great idea.
What about Lauren and Ari having a baby?
Is she pregnant?
Wait, has it been born?
Yeah, she's been.
What? No way.
What does she do? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, when is she gonna have the baby?
Oh, I think what does she do? Like,
no, what? When does she do?
Let me see. I follow her on Instagram. Let's see.
I think it's got to be soon.
You can just put that on the list of babies I really don't care about.
Pregnant during her wedding.
That's fair. That's fine.
Wait. Lauren. This is her.
They don't seem like they're going to stay together to me.
Yeah. Actually, they're both really boring, so I don't.
That's true.
It. Did you guys. Did y'all like Colton by the end of it?
I liked him less, but I mean, generally, I think that he's like a nice person.
Who?
Colton.
Oh, I think he was a good bachelor. I just feel like
I think he got better as it went on.
I do too.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, he did definitely.
Did I say I liked him less? I disagree. I disagree with what I said before. I liked him better.
Sorry, part change.
I still think that there were other good bachelors. I just feel like they need to, like I agree Hannah B is going to be a good bachelorette. I just feel like they should have picked someone else.
I'm just not a big Hannah B fan.
We talk about how I called that like a week and a half ago, and
You did.
Relax.
Whatever.
I told you guys I had a source. Follow Suitcase Guy on Twitter. He's great.
Yeah, I followed
Alex, didn't you say that it was you?
It's not me.
Yes, you
said it on the podcast. No,
this is a guy I found on Twitter. His name is @thatsuitcaseguy.
His name is you, you go to Reality Steve, and you post what Reality
Steve. Who's Reality Steve?
Yeah, Brian brought that name up last week, too. Who's Reality Steve?
Who's this guy?
He's this guy that tells spoilers about the
podcast. Yeah.
His name is Steve.
Like, if you ever want to know who wins, then it's your dad. But if you ever want to know who wins, he will tell you.
Tori, you need to fly down to Georgia. All of you. Guys,
I am flying down to Georgia.
Wait, when?
I've been meaning to text you in April for my spring break.
Man, not there.
Oh my god!
You're not going to be in Georgia in April.
The whole month's booked. No one cares about it's crazy.
You fine? I don't want to see you anyway.
Yeah, come to Athens.
I'm going to. I'll be in Athens. Let me look at my calendar.
We can go to
Alex, you have a calendar.
Yes.
I do not have a calendar.
Okay. It's a girl thing.
Everyone has
a calendar. It's definitely a girl thing.
I'll be in Athens on April 15th, 16th, and
That's
17th.
That's tax day. I'll be busy.
Let me check my
tax
calendar.
Day. I can do my taxes.
You will
this
not
weekend.
Be busy doing your taxes.
Have you all done your taxes yet?
Oh,
I haven't done
you'll
mine.
Be there over the weekend.
No, I don't. But my mom's an accountant. She can do my taxes.
Can she do my taxes?
That's so lucky.
You'll be probably. There over the weekend.
You can account on her.
It's very nice. I can. You're correct.
You're on fire today.
So stupid.
Well, I am out of notes. Did you guys have anything else you want to bring up?
Well, I just wanted to remind Tori that Lauren is 28 weeks.
Wow.
Trimester, so they're pretty pregnant.
Plus 28 over 3.
Dang.
I mean, you have to be 40 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not the question I asked, but thanks.
What did you ask?
What was 28 over 3? I realized that wouldn't help me calculate it anyway, but...
I don't know why you asked that.
Is that a Falcon Super Bowl joke?
Oh, it is now. Thank you.
I saved you. I failed you out, TC. Wait, so it has to be 40 weeks, you said, Rhea?
Yeah.
I think it's 40 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 37 to 40 weeks is like a term child.
I
like
thought it was 9 months, not 10.
But it's the full 9.
Yeah.
The full 9.
Like, so you got to get to the end of the 9 months.
Yeah.
How many weeks? Well, it's like 3 weeks in a month. How's that not 27?
Why do you think there are 3 weeks in a month?
It's 4 weeks
sometimes
in a month.
Five.
Okay, you guys are ridiculous.
I can't understand this. Full 9.
It's a full 9 months.
A full 9 months, so it's 10.
Yeah. So basically, yeah.
Yeah, basically, but like some kids either go or beyond 40 weeks, which would make it
so
10.
So let me ask you this. I was born in November. I was born November 6th, a week early.
Happy early birthday.
I thought it was...
What?
If I track that back 9 months, it's Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Oh, so your parents did it on Valentine's Day.
But now you're telling me there's an extra month in there, and now I'm thinking it's January 14th.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they celebrated Valentine's Day early.
Interesting. Here's the weird thing. My brother was born on January 14th, 3 years later.
So they had the wrong kid. Crazy.
You're so stupid.
Okay. Well, let's end that here. I feel like that's probably just the best way to come full circle.
Wait, so are you guys going to be doing recaps for Bachelorette?
There is probably like a 0% chance I'll watch it up until Hometowns. Because Hometowns last year was fun. I got to watch.
No, the first night is the best night.
I will probably watch the first night.
The first night is the best episode.
I'll watch the first night
will be going on, I think. Right?
Wait, what did you say?
When does March Madness end?
April...
Like 10th, 11th, somewhere there.
Tax day.
Oh,
just
I thought
call
it
tax
continues
day.
You have time to sit down, watch March Madness, and then the next month, Bachelor in Paradise, or Bachelorette.
So Bachelorette's in May?
Yes.
The draft's in May.
Game of Thrones is going to be out.
Oh, that's true. I need to watch all of Game of Thrones before that.
Yes, you do.
I've never watched.
Yeah, it's my goal.
You have a month.
But I'm also taking a class right now, so it's going to be a tough goal to reach.
Wait, what class are you taking?
I'm taking a class to get my provisional teaching license.
Sick.
So that I can have my own classroom
next
year. Nice. Well,
that's
so fun.
Yeah. So it's just like.
Quite a grad school?
Yeah, so I'm going to get my master's in special ed.
Okay,
nice.
Cool.
That's sick.
Yeah. And they partner with the county. Like, there's a college up here that partners with the county and, like, helps you pay for it. So.
Well, here's to you,
it's
Mrs.
Whole
Robinson.
Deal.
Good for you.
Ah, Miss Robinson.
Miss Robinson.
That was a Simon and Garfunkel. Never mind.
I know what
you're
talking
cool.
about.
Thanks.
Oh,
that's a
God.
Great movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it, The Graduate.
I've actually never seen it, but
wait,
probably because
that?
It's about, like, a cougar.
Yeah, it's Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, but he's like 20. Like, you couldn't recognize him. Yeah.
Right.
And then
right.
I think it's either your mom or grandma is... I don't know. I don't know which one. I probably your grandma, because it was back in the 60s.
What? Are you talking about which one of my relatives?
It must have been your grandma. If I did the math, it's your grandma tries to seduce a 20-year-old.
So it was Meemaw?
Yeah, Meemaw Robinson.
Okay. Perfect. Good.
Okay. Well... Thank you guys for coming on.
Yay!
Thanks for having us.
Your takes weren't as good as mine, but I'm sure someone will appreciate that out there.
Okay, great.
I think I get the most insight because I'm completely invested in this show. Like, it is my life.
That's true. I think that Rhea knows the most.
Yeah, I stopped writing down notes like 2 weeks ago.
I had no notes for this.
That's impressive. I had so many notes for Women Tell All, but you already talked about it, so I didn't want to get into
it. Well, if you've been here last week.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had something come up.
All right.
Well, on that note.
Wait, I have a question.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if you can tell me to stop talking, but Do you guys have any girl updates?
Oh, yes, please.
This is not on the topic of The Bachelor, but it's on the topic of you guys being bachelors.
The Bachelor. Sorry, I think you said you've been listening to our podcast.
Well, yeah, but I want to know the newest update.
Tori.
Any milk maidens?
There's a lot of milk maidens. There's a lot of milk maidens. 2%, 1%. It's all you could ask for.
Tori, like, do you remember that? I don't know if I ever told you that story about the tree branch girl like 4 years ago.
Tree branch girl.
So.
Oh, I listened to that episode.
Did you listen?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you gave her the tour.
Yeah. So I gave the tour and she sent me a friend request on Facebook a week ago. And it's just going to sit there until the end of time, probably.
Why? You didn't like her on the tour?
She was actually better on the tour than I remember her in person.
So why don't you want to be her friend?
Because young me had a reason for not liking her then. And even though I can't remember it or figure it out right now, I'm just going to trust me and not go down that road.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly, but okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
What about Alex?
I still live in Madison, Wisconsin, so yeah.
There's got to be cute girls in Wisconsin.
It's a good joke.
I swear, there has to be.
Tori, I'm not over-exaggerating when I tell you. It is barren.
What about the one that you used to work with, who was really short?
Well, she listened to the podcast, and then you lost her.
Yeah. She was really cute. She was really cute, and then it just...
Wait, did she hear what you said about her?
No, I quit the next... Like, they found out that... They found out the name of the podcast, and then I left, like, the next day. Like, I'm not sure. I walked in and quit.
Oh, my God.
On that note, ladies, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
All right.
I got to make a drink.
Yeah, it goes out for our terms. Well, let's call it there, people. Great episode.
All right. It's been fun.
Love you all.
We'll talk
love
to you
guys.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.